Wait, why was it almost a harmony?
I know. I know. Oh, the theater kid came out of this. How you? Hey. Okay. We got ensemble for a reason. Hey guys, what's up? So, it's Lexi.
It's Chrissy.
Back at it again with what's our podcast called?
Problematics. Problematics.
Yes, very much so.
And this is going to be the third episode. Even though this is the fourth one we're recording.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
Today
we're just going to talk about how problematic our high school was.
Just a lot about our high school. I feel like as of right now, our entire audience consists of people who went to our high school. Not all of them, though.
Fair. I have a friend.
New York, a few who are listening already. It'll be fine. Plus, who knows, maybe in the future, when we become famous and our podcast is super successful.
Wait, when you manifest, you're actually supposed to say, like, it happened in the past. So, we are famous. We already became famous.
So, we're famous.
We're famous.
Hi. It'll be a funny episode to look back on.
Yes.
Anyway.
Very much so.
So, also, we're excited because we both just bought microphones
that we can plug into our phones, so this sound quality is about to be a lot better.
Yes, because right now we're in a movie room, which is probably the best option we have so far
as of
right now for the podcast, but it's gonna elevate it. Anyway, we're excited. I'm excited. We're serious about this. We mean business.
No, we mean business.
We mean business, baby. It's like, just Lexi and I.
We want to be the next Alex and Sophia, without Caller Daddy.
Without the breakup.
The we want to be together forever.
We will.
We will, period.
Okay, I love how we're not even like, we don't even have any following yet. We're already so comfortable.
I know.
But I love it.
It's good to start it that way. So let's talk about how problematic our high school was. We went to this, for those of you who don't know, we went to this ratchet ass, giant ass public school.
Not to be, it's not the worst school.
It's not the best. It's just a little crazy. It's ugly. Like, I remember someone left their weave, in their locker for, like...
I'll take a picture next to it.
But that weave, it was, stuck in the locker. And
someone braided it.
I'm like, to this day, I don't know whose locker that was, but...
I don't either.
No, one time, I remember when I was in freshman year, I was in the... And our bathrooms are, nasty as fuck.
Our bathrooms
and,
are so
gross. They're so gross. And, I go to the sink...
There was a literal toad.
A toad! In the fucking sink! I'm sorry, I thought we had janitors. And apparently, there's been, bats just, flying around our school. And it's also infested with cockroaches. I'm so glad
One time, I was walking down the Ader hallway. By the way, Ader's, you might know what that is. It's like a...
Robotics,
engineering, technology, all that stuff. I was walking down that hallway because I was there for a Saturday for a fundraiser, and there was a bird flying around in one classroom, and they were trying to, chase it out with a broom, and it was just, flying in circles.
We
have a lot of stories, so that's what today is.
So let's get right into it. You have one.
I do. I think we should go in chronological order.
Yes, chronological.
So let's start with freshman year.
Yeah.
This is one of the most frustrating things that has happened to me, especially at our school.
Mm-hmm.
So freshman year, little old me was, I was in AP Human Geography, and long story short, there was this guy, we'll name him after a college, we'll use a different name, we'll just use the name Stetson.
Right.
We'll name him after a college.
Stetson.
So Stetson was in my class with me, and I didn't really know him that well, but we were in class one day, we were allowed to go on our phones to use, we were allowed to do it once we were finished with our work or something. Okay. So I was like, okay, cool. So I was on my phone, minding my own business. I was wearing a denim skirt that day, mm-hmm. and I mean, I don't know, call me unladylike, but I wasn't crossing my legs the whole time, so.
It gets uncomfortable to cross your legs.
Yeah, I wasn't, spreading them open, but I was just, they were next to each other, as opposed to, crossing one over the other, you know?
Yeah, and it's fine.
So, it was fine. It was fine.
It was fine.
So, after class, I'm walking to my sixth period, and this girl, Emma, comes up from behind me, and she's like, hey, and I was like, hey. And she goes, listen, like, I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything, but I saw this guy, Stetson, like, taking pictures of you during class. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, he was, like, on his phone and was zooming in under your skirt and taking pictures.
Oh, my God.
And a child.
Child, anyways.
I was very uncomfortable, so obviously. So
what did you do? Did you, like, confront him?
Well, eventually I did, but I'll get to that because the school fucking did nothing. So, long story short,
surprise.
I went to the guidance counselor because I was like, what the fuck?
Right.
And I remember going to her. She was, like, the ninth grade person. And I was like, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, what the fuck is happening? I was like, I have witnesses who are willing to come in who saw it. Like, this guy took a picture under my skirt. And, like, I was so uncomfortable. I felt extremely violated. That was, like, one of the first experiences I had with something like that.
Yeah.
And it's sad that I've had more.
yeah, really, it is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, and she was like, oh, okay, yeah, like, okay. And acting like she was going to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I think the weekend rolls by. Nothing's happening.
Nothing's done.
So eventually on Monday, I finally tell my parents. Because I was like, okay, maybe I'll try to handle it on my own first. And my parents didn't. My parents were like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell us? And I was like, I was trying to handle it on my own, but the school's not doing anything. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So my parents were like, okay, well, let's go talk to her. So my mom tried to contact her, and I was talking to her more, and she was like, okay, yeah, we called him in and talked to the student. And no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Like, because he was absent that one. I think there was, like, a weird gap, like, a day or something where he was absent, and I think that's when... So there was no possible way they could have talked to him.
Right.
Because then the weekend came. Something like that. It was a while ago. But I was like, no, you didn't. And eventually she was like, yeah, I talked to the student. And then she started talking about the teacher and was like, oh, yeah. And she said that she's going to talk to... And I was like, wait a second. My teacher was a boy, not a girl.
Right.
So that's not the right student. Are there multiple students taking pictures up girls' skirts?
Right.
What? And so she was like, oh, okay. So my mom sends her this whole email. And it's
as
like... It fucking spit facts. It was amazing. Oh, articulate. Mom's a great writer. Love you.
XOXO.
And
Stan Elaine.
Yes. And thank you, Elaine. And so then the counselor or whatever, she was like, oh, okay, so I talked to the teacher, and he's going to make sure that you guys aren't sat in the classroom, like, facing each other or anything. Like, he can't look at you.
Okay.
I was like, what? Okay, like, what? You can't even, like, did you talk to him? Did you not talk to him? Why didn't you ask about his phone? Because I guess she was saying there was no, like, evidence, but, like...
Mm-hmm.
I had a witness. If you called him in right away, you could have asked him, let me see your camera roll or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, you could have done so much. Like, I'm sorry. Like, was it really not that important to you? Like, whatever. So, eventually, I'm like, okay, nothing's gonna fucking happen with this kid. They're not gonna do shit. So, I waited patiently, and I was in class one day, and I remember I was, like, my heart was beating out of my chest because I was so nervous, but, because he was absent that one day, and then it was Monday, or whatever.
Okay.
So, or Tuesday, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't. I'm sitting in class, and he finally walks in. The class is kind of shuffling, like, you know, kids are coming in, the bell didn't ring yet, and I was like, Stetson? And I looked at him, he looked at me, and I was like, get those pictures of me off of your phone.
Period.
And then he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, stop. I was like, I don't want to hear any excuse. Get those pictures of me off of your phone. You cannot take pictures of me.
Exactly.
And he was like, I ain't taking any pictures. I was like, stop. And I was like, I don't want to hear it. Just delete them. I want them gone. I was like, someone saw you take pictures of me. I know you took pictures of me. I want them gone. And he was like, no, I'll literally show you my pictures. And then I was like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see your phone. Just take them off. Because I'm not stupid, obviously.
Right.
And probably on some fucking hard drive somewhere now. So he comes back. He goes to his seat, and he's like complaining to this guy. It was actually Steven he was complaining to.
Oh.
And he comes back up. He's like, see, look, I'll show you my phone. I was like, I don't want to see it. I was like, get the pictures off. Like, God. So I had to call him out myself, basically. And then our teacher, Mr. Johnson, he was like, he was like, everything, like, you okay? Like, everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, so, like, did he not even know about it?
Right, so then the guidance counselor was lying about it.
I mean, like, maybe he knew about it, but it was, like, it didn't sound like he did.
Right. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, he was like, you got this under control. And he was like, you have this handled already? Like, have you talked to the guidance counselor about this? And I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that was just, like, an awful experience.
He left after freshman year, though, right?
I know. And then I think, like, a month later when we were playing Survivor, it was a game in our class, I was having a conversation with my friend, like, Andrew and Annie, I think. And then he tried to join in the conversation. I said, please don't speak to me. And then queen. And then he was like, you feel left out? Oh, that's so sad. So that was the first story, I guess. That was my freshman year. You tell a story now.
Oh!
You can tell we can both tell the vending machine story if you want.
The vending machine story.
Or you can tell your skirt story first.
Oh, that wasn't anything special. That was just me. It's just a little short thing. It's literally just like, I went to the bathroom as one does, and I guess I was wearing a skirt that day, and this was, I think, a sophomore year, and it just got tucked into my underwear.
I think it was your junior year.
Really? It might have been my junior year. And I guess it was... So I went to the bathroom before...
French. Because you told me about it
when you got to lunch. Was that like before... So that was like fifth period?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, let's say it was before fifth period.
No, it was before seventh.
I don't...
Doesn't matter. Tell the story.
Okay. So basically, two periods prior to when I found out... about the incident I'm about to explain. I went to the bathroom, as one does.
Two periods, Lexi. No.
No, I know. So, apparently, my skirt got tucked into my thong. And nobody decided to tell me until right before seventh period began. And... who was it? It was some...
let's call him Mr. Cameron.
Mr. Cameron. Yeah, a random guy teacher. Nobody wanted to inform me except him. He was like, excuse me, your skirt is... and it was, like, tucked into my thong, and I didn't even know. My whole ass is on display for everybody and their grandma to see. And I was just...
which, that's not the school's fault. It was just funny.
No, it's not... Okay, that one incident, that's not on the school.
But
that's,
it's still
that's
funny.
On me. It's still funny, so we thought we'd had to share.
Okay. So then the
vending machine.
The vending machine one. This is another thing that happened to me, but Lexi was there.
I was there to witness.
So this was junior year, jumping forward to junior year.
It was winter, during winter week.
Yes. So, our school has this thing called homecoming week.
Right.
And we have a day called cross-dress day, where, do you want to explain what happens?
The seniors, basically cross-dress, so the guys dress up as girls.
Girls
the
dress as guys.
And when the guys dress up as girls.
The guys wear, it's... yeah. Wow.
It's, yeah, no, yeah, they'll come in.
It's like Jersey Shore.
Literally, no shirt. They'll just come in with, like, their girlfriend's bra. They'll come in with, like, these tiny short shorts.
Or, like,
with their
tube dresses. Like, tiny things, thongs hanging out of jeans. It's funny.
It's like, funny. Like, we like it.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And that's a costume, right?
And it's a costume.
It's a costume. Dressed very, overly hypersexually, if you will.
If you will.
Very, you know, just... and it's hilarious. It's amazing. Everyone loves it.
Yeah, we're not saying to stop it.
Exactly. So, now let's fast forward to winter week. Also a dress-up week.
Right.
So, there's this one day where the juniors had to dress as snowmen. Every grade was a different thing.
So we were juniors at the time. How do you dress up as a snowman, you know?
Exactly. So, I had a really cute outfit.
Everybody just wore white, basically.
Yeah, I wore, like, a really cute white sweater dress. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. It showed my shoulders, so I took a white cardigan and I put it over. I covered my shoulders. I had, and it was so cute, it was like a little pink belt,
no,
and then like
cute.
A pink scarf. I looked like a cute little fucking snowman. So, I wore shorts under the sweater dress, so it wasn't just like my thong under the sweater dress, you know?
Right.
I had shorts on underneath. So, before French class, our teacher let us go to the vending machine.
Yeah.
So, we were at the vending machine minding our own motherfucking business, and Mr. Cameron comes over.
Oh, wait, but this isn't the same guy.
Oh, okay, then we'll call him Mr. Bob.
Mr. Bob
comes over.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, why aren't you two in class?
And we were like, oh, sorry, our French teacher said it was okay. We're going back right now.
So. Yeah, we're going to go back. And so he was like, okay. He starts to turn around.
Then he turns back around.
He does a full 180.
Full 180.
Did a full 180.
Yeah, literally.
And, sorry.
And he was like, oh, and by the way, I can see under your dress from 20 feet away. And it was like, I can see through your dress from across the room. And we were in the main atrium, which is a very long distance. I was wearing shorts underneath it.
Right.
So and they, like, they were black shorts. But they were shorts.
But they were shorts.
I was wearing them under a dress. You wouldn't have been able to see anything if I weren't wearing
them. And also, why was he staring there in the first place?
And it was not very noticeable.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. And the fact that he was staring at you in the midst of all the people in our school.
It was pretty empty. But
still. Regardless.
Like, you were super far away. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but there, and I told him, first of all, I was in shock. I started getting flashbacks.
So then I, I popped off.
I was like, oh, they're shorts. And he was like, it doesn't matter. I can see through them.
And then I was like, with all due respect.
Mr. Bob.
That was a really inappropriate comment. And I think that if you're so bothered by it, you should get a female advisor to talk with her about the problem. He's like, I'm just doing my job.
He's like, no, I'm just doing my job.
And I'm like, I understand that your job is to dress code. You're making her and I, by commenting on that part of her body, you're making both of us very uncomfortable. And I think the situation would have been handled better had you gotten a female advisor to work
this
out.
And he just kept saying, he was like, well, I'm just doing my job. And I was just, like, silent the whole time.
Like, and it's also like, your job is to not make us students feel uncomfortable. Do your fucking job. That's part of your job. Why didn't you do it?
It's just like, the thing is if you're gonna apply that rule to everyone, fine.
But, like,
they're very selective. I'm not trying to be like, meh, but, like, if guys can come homecoming week, which is another dress-up week with thongs hanging up their ass cracks.
Literally.
Why can't... I'm sorry. I was wearing a dress. It was not... It wasn't short.
No.
It was a little above my knee. I had a cardigan over it.
Yeah,
it was I wore shorts... to try to help it.
Right.
I'm not slut shaming, but I wasn't showing up in some, like, slutty Razzles dress.
No,
I'm
literally.
Sorry. But, like, it was fine. Like,
it was fine.
Off.
No, literally. And this guy has, like,
just, like, why? He's always making these weird comments.
Anyway, so that was just another experience.
Yeah.
I just stood there, like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I was like, are you joking?
I was so mad. I was like,
it was annoying.
I was like, you don't come for
that. But you know what?
It
helped
like
you go viral on TikTok.
Yes, because I did end up, so in the first or second episode, I think it was first, I said how I became TikTok famous, then that account got banned. I don't know why. Go follow my new TikTok, Lexiconic 2.0. But on my old one, Lexiconic, I basically told the story of how Mr. Bob was made, like, inappropriate comment to Chrissy, and then how I, like, popped off on him. So I made that story time.
It got, like,
yeah, like, a million views. So then that's how my...
Thank you. No, thank you. No, seriously.
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Bob.
Anyway, so, Lexi, you should probably tell the next story about the several lockdowns.
Oh, baby. No, when I tell you senior year...
Wait, I'm sorry. Really quick, can I mention this one?
Yeah,
it was... We had a lockdown drill, and we were in theater class. We had to go backstage.
Wait, that wasn't a drill? That was a real thing.
No, it wasn't. It was a drill.
Oh, you're talking about this.
Our teacher was like, everyone go backstage. Like, this is just where we're going to go for, like, a temporary thing. Like, whatever, just for now, because it's a drill. So we turned off all the lights. It was pitch black.
Pitch black.
We all had to be quiet. We were backstage. And Lexi, she whispers very faintly after, like, 5 minutes of silence, she goes...
This is a Helen Keller simulation.
I just had to say it. I was afraid someone was going to say it before I did. You know?
No,
you guys know what I'm talking about.
No one was going to say that.
I don't know. You know, sometimes thoughts pop in my head. I just got to release them, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, but for real, like, at a theme park or whatever, like, I wonder if that would be a thing.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I'm going to get canceled.
They call it realism land.
Really? They call it Tragic Land. Tragedy Land.
Tragedy Land. Wait, we should invent it.
No.
Okay.
It's our show. Anyway.
Changes name
so
of the podcast.
So go ahead. Talk about the lockdowns.
There were several. So
yeah, which one?
So, yeah. No, literally. Which one? Well, first.
All of them.
Do we talk about the homeless guy?
Right. You can talk about the homeless one.
The homeless
guy.
So basically,
I don't know how, but some homeless
because
guy.
Because of this man, we had to fucking put up gates and wear IDs.
Yes, it was awful. But basically, some homeless guy in, like, October just came into our school. And I guess
on a bicycle.
On a bicycle. He was, like, 50 years old, and he was drunk, and he was homeless. And I guess none of the... Because we... And the knife? Teachers... Yeah, oh, yeah, he had a knife, too. In the teacher's defense, there's, like, a lot of different, like, teachers and faculty members. Like, I see new adults on campus every day, and I'm like, I did not know you worked here. So maybe it was something like that, but I would think that the teachers and faculty would have a better idea.
Yeah, it was weird, because he just waltzed into some rant. Because, okay, when he went past the front gate, the guy at the front gate, he did report it right away. He was like, wait, what the fuck, this guy just biked past me, like, mm-hmm. hello? And, but when he went into, like, this random teacher's classroom.
Yeah, he walked into.
And he just sat there for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, in the class.
Like, what the fuck? Like, in the middle of class.
And the teacher didn't report him.
Because at
like,
first,
notice.
Maybe he thought, because you know when, like, teachers come in to, like, do assessments or whatever? Maybe,
yeah.
Who the fuck knows?
Maybe he thought he was another teacher.
But then he eventually, did he, like, press the intercom? He was like, hello?
Hello? Like, there's a random man in my classroom. So then when the police came, they're like, and they interviewed him. They're like, yo, why did you show up at this school? You're 50 years old. You're homeless. You're drunk. You have a knife. And this man's response was, I thought I was a student. He thought he was a student. Like, how fucked up do you have to be? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So anyway, because of that, our school put this ugly ass black fence.
Yes, yeah, so it was over winter break, so we come back from winter break.
Our school already looks like a jail, but
now it's just a full-on prison.
No,
we came back from winter break. The cool, the crisp, cool January
air. I mean, we live in Florida.
I know, but it was so nice outside. It was like chilly. Yeah. I walked and I said, ah. What a nice day in the prison courtyard.
In the prison courtyard, literally. They made us wear our IDs. And
oh, my
like,
God. Was
my picture was so bad.
So
they made me, like, display my face.
I love how I didn't get my pass to leave. I still left for lunch anyway. But, like, seniors could leave for lunch if they had a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it until, like, a week before Corona happened.
Oh, my
God. And so
gosh.
I used it, like, once.
Still worth it.
Yeah.
But... Okay, so what happened after that? Let's talk about the lockdowns.
Yeah, there were several.
So the first one, we had a sub. It was in theater.
Yeah,
and we were rehearsing our large group musical number. Chrissy is the choreographer of it, so she was kind of like bossing us around.
Well, Miss Kim choreographed it.
Well,
I choreographed Linda yesterday. I was like the drill sergeant.
The
for
drill
it.
Sergeant. Yeah,
for
yeah.
It.
And at this time, our theater teacher wasn't there, so we just had a random sub. And here's the thing about subs at public schools. Like, first of all, it's rare if you have one. Usually we just have to sit in, like,
cafeteria,
because there's not enough subs.
So the intercom comes on.
The intercom comes on, and
it says, oh, we're having a code
red.
And we were rehearsing, so music was, like, blasting. And we were all like, wait, what the fuck? And me, being the Capricorn I am, I was like...
You're like, it's just a drill! It's just a drill! We're gonna keep on going!
It's fine, it's just a drill.
So you're like, okay.
I was like, guys, don't even worry about it.
She was like, yeah, she was like, hold on. She was like, I heard them say it was a drill.
I said, you are part of this team. You are not leaving until the number's finished.
No, literally, Abby Lee Miller.
I went Abby Lee Miller mode. I was like, it's fine.
No,
get in line.
No, literally.
And so we're like,
then
okay.
Finally it comes on again. They're like, this is not a drill.
So we're like, Chrissy, what the
fuck? And I was like, wait, shit.
And so we don't know what to really do.
Like,
we have a sub, and our sub is like this old man, and he's just like in the auditorium.
He kicks his feet back. He's like, yep.
And he just starts reading his book. I don't know what he was reading.
And we're like,
and he had one of those reading lights, too.
So then Bob, no, Caitlin and Jack start running to, I mean, sorry, Caitlin and Lexi start running to this guy, Jack, in our grade, who's like, 80 pounds,
thin as a rail.
Literally,
like, protect me, Jack.
Yeah. I was like, why would, in hindsight, like, I should have gotten some. Like, why was he my first thought? No, but I think we just thought it because he was, like, tall. He's tall. But, like, he. He doesn't have much.
No, and okay, I'm still upset about this because everyone told me I was, but I know, I swear on my grave, I was right about this. My first year in theater, our teacher told us, okay, we're going to go in that back room and then in the chair room, then go up the ladder on top because it's hidden, it's locked, it, like, it will be hidden away.
Okay.
That's what she said. That's my she sophomore said. Year, she told us that. I remember
I
that.
I just think there are too many people in our class to do that, though, like this
Yeah,
year.
But, like, then everyone was like, no, it's behind the curtain. I was like, no, that was the practice spot. And then even Miss C was denying it. I was like, that's not what you told me sophomore year.
Yeah, Mandela effect, maybe? I don't
but
know.
But Bobby was on my side, too, I think. So,
okay.
Like, anyway, so Drill Sergeant Bobby... The military leader of our coup.
Yeah. So we all...
He's like, all right, everyone, come on, follow me!
Apparently. No, yeah, so we're, like, in this, like, little closet. How ironic, theater kids in the closet. anyway.
We're, like, hidden.
We're hidden.
We're like, what the fuck is happening? Apparently it's a bomb
pitch
thing.
Black.
Yeah.
So, at first... And we were back there for a good, like, 2-3 hours, and the intercom kept on going... They're saying
we are still on a code red.
We don't have much information. So at this point, there are rumors spiraling
everywhere.
It could be a shooter, a bomb threat. We don't know. I'm on Twitter. People are like crying, calling their parents. I was just on Twitter. Like,
and guess what the fuck it was? A computer fan. that some kid like put in the hallway and was like, it's a bomb.
Yeah. So the whole school went on lockdown just for some like robotics kid. Yeah.
Then there was another lockdown the next day.
Not even 24 hours later. Like,
we were in French of all classes.
That was very fun though in French
that
class.
That was so
I guess
funny.
Some kid, there was rumors of that too. I guess some kid said he had a knife or there was like a fight or something. Doesn't really matter. But so we were in lockdown for that. And this kid in our class, let's call him Calvin.
He really had to pee, as one does.
So, what does he do? And we're on lockdown. And so he's like, I can't hold it much longer.
He said, Madam, I can't hold it.
So, what does this man's do? He gets out his Gatorade bottle and he just starts peeing in it.
And he goes in the corner of the classroom.
Yeah.
And he opens the cap. And we all just hear,
it was like dead silent. And then he goes up to the front of the class to like...
He walks across with so much pride.
Yeah, no, and it was like dark yellow. Like,
well, there was still some Gatorade in it.
Okay.
And it was like yellow Gatorade.
Regardless, though, like he should be drinking more water. But... Yeah, there was a third one
during our food day.
Yeah, so we had this thing like
in
every
French
once
again.
In a while called French Food Day. It's really fun. We just like eat and like listen to French music
it's
a party.
Fun.
So what even happened?
I don't remember. But they all tied together because we have so many lockdowns under school.
I know, no, literally. I don't even remember what happened. Was it
we were just in during food day and it literally nothing happened. We just had a lockdown. We were in code red.
I heard something about a knife.
Maybe that was the time. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. Why does so many people? And that's like, and like this year isn't the only year that like there were like knife threats. Like I remember my sophomore year. I don't know. This could be a whole other
time. Oh, remember freshman year? There was a shooting threat.
There was a shooting
and
threat.
And they were, like, an 11-15-year-old dead or something like that.
It was, yeah, no, 420.
And, like,
it was on 420. They spray-painted it or something on the bathroom.
They put it in the bathroom.
So my mom still made me go to school that day.
I went to school, too.
Yeah.
And I left photography to go to Miss Richards' class, like, just to chill in there while we waited it out.
Yeah.
It was, like, I remember the time it was 11:15, and, like, half the school was absent that day.
Literally.
And we were all texting the IB group chat, like, love you guys.
I know.
It was great. What a time.
What a time.
I don't know, do we have any other stories about
that? Do we have any other stories? I'm trying to think.
There's so many.
I don't know. Oh, I have one. It was sophomore year. And basically, our friend Demarion was sitting in class, and he overheard someone say to someone else that... So this someone heard... of some random person in our ADER, our robotics program. He said that he heard a rumor of some person in the robotics program.
What?
Okay, so basically our friend overheard someone saying that they... Let me start this over. So basically our friend Demarion, hey Demarion if you're watching this, said, he texted in this group theater group chat, that he heard... Someone
in his class talk about how they overheard some kid in our school's robotics program thinking about shooting up the school or bringing a gun to school.
So he said that
in a group chat. Okay. And so I'm like, well, shit. Like, usually, you know, you see something, say something. So I'm in second period when this is all happening. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to save the day. So I go to our crazy-ass chemistry teacher. We need a whole episode on Dr. Stute. Oh, I love him. Maybe we shouldn't say his name on there. Oh, well.
Who cares?
Okay, we graduated. I'm like, Dr. Stute, like, these, like, my friend said that he overheard someone say that someone else is thinking of shooting up the school. I don't know. I'm the messenger. So then Dr. Stute is like, don't shoot. We love dark humor. Anyway, so
we should have an episode about how much we love dark humor.
No, literally. I love how we're coming up with all these ideas as we're filming.
Okay, just keep going.
So
I need to edit this one.
No, that's okay. Yeah. So
yeah.
Dr. Stute takes me to a principal, and our principal then takes me to the principal's office. So somehow this all gets twisted and turned on me, and everybody thinks that I'm the shooter. So I got police, like, investigating me, searching my phone. They called Marion M. They kept his phone for, like, a whole, day.
I know about this!
No, literally. Even though, like, I made it clear to them multiple times that, like, yo, Demarion and I are just the messengers. We heard of someone else conspiring to do this. We just want to tell you, we are not the shooters. And it's not even just the staff who thought that we were planning to shoot up the school. It was like people.
It was a student body.
It was a student body. Like people in my chemistry. Because
you were a horse girl back then.
Shut up. No. Like people in my chemistry class, like when, like they didn't know exactly what was going on when I showed like Dr. Stute the message or whatever, and then they saw me like rushed out of the classroom. So then, like, the next class after that, like, I went in, and, like, people were like, oh, yeah, like, this person's saying that you're gonna shoot up the school or whatever. And I'm like, what? What? I was trying to help. And now you guys are treating me like the villain? Baby, I was the victim in this situation. Demarion was the victim in this situation. Anyway, I hate everybody.
I just love how our school handles things.
They handle things so poorly. It's just hilarious.
It's very laughable.
It's very laughable.
Love it. Like, sometimes they give it, like, 85% of their all. Like, you know.
Really? No, I think they give more, like, 10%.
Well, it's most of the time. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I think they try, some of them.
Yeah.
I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, but
I don't.
Then they pull shit where it's like, really?
Like, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like that's concluding this episode.
We talked a long time.
I can't wait to start doing questions of the week or whatever.
Yeah, send us questions. To send us questions, just DM us on our socials or comment on our pictures or whatever. My Instagram is Lexi K Brandt. That is LexiK, like the letter, and then BRANDT.
And mine is Chrissy Alexander with the C and with the Y.
Period. Thank you guys so much for listening.
All 12 of our fans?
All 12 of our fans.
Thanks.
Love you.
XOXO. Bye, Addicts.
Bye, Addicts. Love you.